Dean Everett, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen. The subject been assigned is rather complicated in a way, and I shall only touch on the high points. The College of Engineering was recognized as a college in 1870, 3 years after the university was created by state law. The original college was made up of four schools: School of Mechanical Engineering, School of Civil Engineering, School of Mining Engineering, and School of Architecture. I shall dwell on the School of Mechanical Engineering only. The School of Mechanical Engineering, now known as the Department of Mechanical Engineering, was actually established in January 1870 when Professor S.W. Robinson was appointed Professor of Mechanical Science and Engineering, as the department was known in those days. Professor Robinson, then about 32 years of age, was the first man appointed to a chair in the College of Mechanics and Engineering, as the College of Engineering was known then. In February 1877, Professor Robinson was elected Dean of the College of Engineering. He served as Dean of this college and Professor of Mechanical Engineering until September 1878. When he resigned to accept a position at Ohio State. In March 1868, S.H. Peabody was selected as the first professor of the university and was offered the chair of mechanical science and engineering, but declined the offer. In October 78, after Professor Robinson resigned, Professor Peabody was again invited to cast his lot with the university and accepted an appointment as Professor of Mechanical Engineering and Physics. He served in that capacity until March 1880, when he resigned to accept an editorial position in New York City. In June 1880, Dr. Gregory, the first regent of the university, announced his resignation. Late in July, Professor S.H. Peabody returned to the university to fill the position he vacated in March of that year, and in addition was made regent pro tem. In March 1881, Professor Peabody was formally made regent of the university and continued as nominal head of the Department of Mechanical Engineering for a number of years. During his first year as regent, Dr. Peabody taught all the technical subjects in the mechanical engineering curriculum, as it then existed. Resistance of materials and hydraulics to all senior engineering students, and physics to all junior students. In addition, he taught the following senior subjects formally taught by Dr. Gregory: mental science, now called psychology, logic, and political science. You notice the schedule that he must have kept. In the fall of 1885, he gave up his position as Professor of Mechanical Engineering to devote full-time to the position of regent. In June 1891, Dr. Peabody resigned to enable him to accept the position of Chief of the Department of Liberal Arts at the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, and later on he served as Acting Director General. Upon the election of Dr. Peabody as regent, his son, C.H. Peabody, served as head of the Mechanical Engineering Department, a position he held until 1883. From 1883 to 1891, A.P. Woods was head of the department, and from 1891 to 1893, C.W. Scribner filled the position. In the fall of 1893, Professor L.P. Breckinridge assumed the headship of the department and remained at the university until the fall of 1909, when he went to Yale University as head of the Department of Mechanical Engineering. From 1909 to 1911, Professor G.A. Goodnow served as acting head of the department and was succeeded by Professor C.R. Richards, formerly Dean of the College of Engineering at the University of Nebraska. In 1920, Professor Richard was made Dean of the College of Engineering, and Professor A.C. Willard succeeded him as department head. In 1933, Professor Willard became acting Dean of Engineering College, retaining his position as head of the Department of Mechanical Engineering until 1934, when he became president of the university. From 1934 to 1945, the Speaker served as head of the department, and from 1945 to 1946, Professor A.P. Kratz was acting head, being succeeded by the present head, Professor Parker. The catalog of the Illinois Industrial University, as the university was originally called, for the year 1872 to 73, contained the following statement relating to mechanical engineering. Quote, "The school is intended to prepare students for the profession of mechanical engineering. It is designed to supply a class of men long needed, not simply practical nor wholly theoretical, who, guided by correct principles, shall be fully competent to invent, design, construct, and manage machinery in the various industrial pursuits." The instruction, while severely scientific, is thoroughly practical, aiming at a clear understanding and mastery of all mechanical principles and devices. Practice in the mechanical laboratory is combined with theoretical training and is counted as one of the studies of the course. End of quote. The catalog just referred to also stated that instruction in mechanical engineering was given in both principles and practice. Principles were taught mainly by lectures, supplemented by the few texts that were then available. Models, plates, and experiments in the few machines possessed by the School of Mechanical Engineering. Practice consisted in the execution of so-called projects, which consisted of the actual construction machines or parts thereof, which the student himself designed. In addition to class exercises and the aforementioned projects, the student was given training in the use of the meager equipment then available in the pattern shop, foundry, and machine shop. Among the projects made in these early days were two steam engines designed by Professor Robinson. These engines were equipped with valve gears which had certain features that were then considered as new and novel. One of these engines furnished all the power of the shops for about 20 years and later was installed in mechanical engineering laboratory. As a tribute to Professor Robinson, who was one of the great pioneers in engineering education, the engine just referred to should be given a prominent place in the new mechanical engineering building being dedicated. Mechanical engineering laboratory. Due to the relatively small amount of equipment available in the early days of the Department of Mechanical Engineering, instruction in laboratory was chiefly confined to the testing of steam-operated prime movers and pumps. As the years rolled by, more laboratory space was provided and more equipment of different types was made available for student use. The present mechanical engineering laboratory, which you may see on your tour of inspection, which the speaker believes are as well equipped as any in the country, contain excellent equipment for carrying on investigation on various types of steam prime movers, pumps, air compressors, and internal combustion motors, and in the fluids of field of refrigeration, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. A separate thermodynamic laboratory has recently been developed, which is available to the more advanced students, especially interested in thermodynamics. To supplement the aforementioned equipment, the laboratory has available extensive auxiliary equipment and instruments necessary to conduct accurate scientific tests. Such tests and investigations conducted in the laboratory have brought credit and prestige to the Department of Mechanical Engineering and to the university. The mechanical engineering shops. The shops developed at the University of Illinois by Professor Robinson were among the first offering instruction to university students. The original shop building contained equipment for use in woodworking, pattern making, forging, foundry, and machinery. As the university grew in size, some of the shops were improved and some were eliminated. The type of instruction work also has been materially changed in the last 25 years. In a new mechanical engineering building, you will find an excellent machine tool laboratory containing many types of machine tools, making it possible to give students some idea relating to modern production methods. A number of the machine tools are equipped for special research projects. Some 20 odd years ago, the Ford shop was discontinued, and in its place was installed a heat treatment laboratory. This laboratory was developed to give students an opportunity to study annealing, hardening, tempering, and carburizing processes, so important in the production of various types of steel used in modern manufacturing plants. The heat treatment of non-ferrous metals is also given attention in this laboratory. The new heat treatment laboratory in the new building is exceedingly well equipped to carry on regular student work as well as researchers by graduate students. Another laboratory developed in recent years is the cutting and the welding laboratory. The new laboratory in the new building has modern equipment for both gas and electric cutting and welding. In addition, it has a considerable assortment of auxiliary equipment required for the scientific study of the various welding processes used in commercial and industrial practice. Machine design and allied courses. The early work in machine design, as given by Professor Robinson, was mostly instruction in invention. No doubt it was successful in arousing the enthusiasm of the student taking the course. Professor Robinson was an inventor, holding a considerable number of patents that covered a very wide field of application. If I recall correctly, he had between 40 and 50 patents. The work in machine design and allied courses changed considerably after Professor Robinson left the university. Those who followed him in conducting these courses broadened the type of work to students. Textbooks were introduced for classroom work, and problems in the design room consisted of the design of certain types of equipment or parts of machines. In these problems, students were trained to apply strength materials, to select the proper materials, and to give consideration to the manufacturing methods in building the machine. Thermodynamics and allied courses. Due to lack of suitable textbooks, the early work in thermodynamics and allied courses leaned heavily towards the study of the application of air and steam. Courses now available, in addition to thermodynamics, heating, ventilation, refrigeration, internal combustion motors, deal with thermodynamics of high velocity flow, gas dynamics, heat conduction in solids, various other subjects not thought of in the early days of the department. A number of these special subjects are available only to advanced undergraduate and graduate students. Graduate courses. The various subdivisions of the Department of Mechanical Engineering has now constituted offer a considerable number of courses that are open to high-grade students and who desire to go beyond the bachelor's degree and become candidates for the master's science and the degree of Doctor of Philosophy. Within the last 4 years, the department has had a relatively large number of students who have carried out such a program. Research. A number of the early College of Engineering faculty members carried on various research projects.